This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the pod fam. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. On today's episode, it's just me and you. We're doing a little solo episode. I know it's been a little while. I had a few guest episodes that I wanted to share with you guys. And so the last couple of weeks, there have been some amazing guest conversations, which I'm super grateful for. And today it's just going to be us. And I'm really excited because I love recording solo episodes and I feel like you guys also really enjoy them. And today's topic for the solo episode is going to be feeling like you are not quote unquote good enough. This is a topic that I feel like it's really important because most people at some point in their lives have struggled with feeling like they're not good enough. And on today's conversation, we're going to talk about the reality of that and also how to navigate it and how to grow from this so that you can feel more whole and so that you can believe in yourself a little bit more. With that said, I'm just going to keep this intro super short and sweet and we'll dive right into it. I'll see you guys on the other side and let's get growing. So to start off this episode, I'm going to read off of a quote. I used to do this in my solo episodes when I first started the podcast, and I haven't done it in a while, so I'm excited to reintroduce this into the solo episodes. We'll see if I stick with it, and let me know what you guys think as well. So the quote is from Mark Manson, and it says, "Some days you'll be productive. Some days you won't. Some days you'll be healthy and energized. Some days you won't. But every day you can control whether you show up or not." Now, I think this is an interesting quote because what it makes me realize, first of all, is that some days are going to be great. Some days you're going to feel on top of the world and you're going to feel super proud of yourself and super energized. And other days you're really not going to feel your best. And I feel like it's on those hard days when you feel like you haven't done too much and you haven't been super productive that you feel like you weren't good enough or you didn't do enough things. And it's important to realize that that's just the nature of life. Like, that happens. You're not meant to be always in harvest mode. You're not meant to always be doing. And at the same time though, you have control over whether you choose to show up or not. And sometimes showing up can mean being super productive and getting things done. Other times, showing up might just mean showing up for your rest or showing up for yourself or giving yourself a break. This is really about self-compassion and how you see yourself, how you see the situations in your life. This whole idea of feeling like you're not good enough or that you're not enough kind of boils down to how you see yourself, because there's no one that's telling you that you are not enough. You're telling that to yourself. And this was actually a topic request from one of the Inner Growth listeners who shared with me that in her romantic relationship, she was struggling to feel like she was enough and she felt like she was subconsciously sabotaging the relationship as a result. And that she was always, you know, waiting for her significant other to find someone else who was quote unquote better than her. Now, that's a tough situation mentally to navigate. It definitely is. But what it comes down to is realizing that because you feel like you don't deserve this relationship or that you are not enough or that he's going to find someone better, you're not allowing yourself to be loved. You're not allowing yourself to receive the love that he is giving you. And in this situation, what this specific listener is overlooking is the fact that she is in the relationship. This guy chose to be with her. And so she inevitably is enough because he has picked to date her. And therefore, again, it's not that the guy is doing anything specific or saying that to her. She's just thinking that and worrying about that. As I was doing a little bit of research and looking things up that I wanted to touch on this episode, what really came up is this idea of what is the evidence that you are not enough? I feel like most of us arrive at this feeling of not being good enough if we have been rejected in the past, whether it was from a romantic or potential romantic partner, whether it was from a job, an internship, a school, or a friend group. When we are rejected, sometimes that really creates a deep wound inside of us. And we kind of carry that to the future and forwards if we're not conscious. And because we have been rejected in the past, we do everything in our power to avoid rejection, but we might also carry this feeling that we are not enough as we are, because there have been people in this world that haven't, quote unquote, picked us or said yes to us. But at the same time, there are so many things that you have achieved, that you have accomplished, that you have done, that are proof that you are amazing, that you are good, that you are good enough. And at the end of the day, there's no definition for enough. There's no one person who's going to say, to be enough, you have to do X, Y, Z. There's no one who does that. It's impossible to define what enough means. Only you can define that for yourself. And you can choose to look at all the situations in which you were rejected or all the things that aren't working out and have a more pessimistic outlook on your life. Or you can choose to look at all the things that have worked out, that have manifested, that you have accomplished, that you have done. Looking at all of the parts of you that are beautiful and amazing and be like, wow, I've done so much. I'm so proud of myself. I am enough.
Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, it's time to make 2024 the year that you finally check it off the list using Babbel. When it comes to learning new languages, something about me that a lot of people actually don't know is that I'm fluent in 3 different languages. Because I grew up in Brazil, I speak Portuguese fluently, and then I also am fluent in English and in Spanish. But I also am currently learning how to speak Italian because I started learning it in college for my study abroad program in Milan, but then my program ended up being canceled, so I never really got the chance to fully learn Italian, which is why Babbel has been coming in so handy for me. It's a science-backed language learning app that was designed by real people for real conversations, and Babbel's tips and tools are super approachable. They're rooted in real life situations and they are delivered in the app through conversational based teaching. So I've been using Babbel to learn how to order food, ask for directions, and speak to merchants so that next time I go to Italy, I can practice my Italian and also speak confidently. So if you're also on a journey to learn a new language, I have a special limited time deal for our Inner Growth listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off a Babbel subscription. And this is only for our listeners at babbel.com/growth. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/growth, spelled babbel.com/growth. Rules and restrictions may apply. Ciao!
As I was doing research as well for this episode, something else that popped up was the idea of imposter syndrome, right? Imposter syndrome, the way that it comes up in our lives is through feeling like we don't deserve the things that we have earned, or feeling like we are a scam, right? And that someone's going to realize that actually we're not as smart as they think, or we're not as amazing as they think, or we're not as kind as they think, and that one day the shoe's going to drop and someone's going to realize that we're a fraud. But that is just a mental spiral, right? That is just a false narrative. Because if you achieved something, and if you have something in your life that you worked for, you deserve to be proud of yourself for that accomplishment, and you deserve to feel enough. And something that I even realized very recently in my life is that what I tend to do a lot is I'll set a goal for myself, and then once I reach that goal, or even a long time after I have already reached this goal, I fail to acknowledge that I accomplished it because I'm already on to the next thing. And when I'm always, you know, falling into this pattern of going on to the next thing, and not celebrating what I've done and what I've accomplished, I'm always seeking something else. And in always seeking something else, I always feel like I am lacking, right? I always feel like I have something still to achieve. And as I was reflecting on this pattern recently, I had realized that it's really important to also take a step back and reflect on which goals have you accomplished. What are the things that you have told yourself you were going to do that you did? And for me specifically in this situation, what was coming up is I was trying to push myself to reach more and more fitness progress and to change my eating and to do all these things. And then I had to take a step back and I realized that literally in September of last year, so literally a year ago, I had come back from Brazil and I had told myself that I was going to get back into a workout routine, that I was going to start lifting weights, that I was going to get stronger, and that I was going to eat more protein. And 12 months into the future, fast forward to today, I have accomplished that. Like literally, I was in the gym yesterday lifting 30-pound weights. And I feel like eating protein for me is so natural at this point in my life. I have achieved the goals that I set for myself. And I know that from here on out, it's just little tweaks. It's just continuing on. But also, it's really important to realize that I have accomplished that and I should be proud of myself and I should feel like I have done enough. And maybe the next goal is just maybe trying a new type of workout or trying to lift a little bit more weights, but I don't have to constantly be in this loop of pushing myself and feeling like I haven't done enough. You also have to take stock of what you have done and the steps that you have taken and the growth that you have been through because you have done all those things. So I think in learning how to feel like you're good enough, it's really important to do this because if you're right now feeling like you're not enough, you're probably discounting the growth that you've been through. You're probably comparing yourself to someone else or even maybe comparing yourself to a past version of you who was living through different circumstances, a different moment in your life. And it's also possible that you are failing to take stock of your accomplishments. So I really would encourage you to write out a list of everything you feel proud of yourself for, everything you've accomplished in the last year or the last 6 months even, or the last 2 years, and realize, wow, like I've done a lot, and have this abundance approach to it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, the other thing that also I think is important to mention when it comes to feeling like you're enough is realizing that we tend to put a lot of pressure on ourselves. We tend to have really high expectations for ourselves. And many, many, many of us struggle with wanting to be perfect, wanting to be really admirable in other people's eyes, wanting other people to feel proud of us, wanting to receive validation, and ultimately, right, seeking this unrealistic perfection and a standard that is really not that reachable. And if you are constantly trying to be perfect, you're never gonna feel like you're enough. So beware of your perfectionistic tendencies. And there's a quote that I really like from Alessia Cara that is, every person that you see as perfect in your eyes probably feels like they are not enough. And that's because most of us struggle with this. Most of us struggle with feeling like there's always more we can do and there's always more that other people are doing that we're not. And be really mindful of that. And ask yourself, am I holding myself to an unrealistic standard of perfection? And then work from there. Work onwards from there. And then the last thing that I also wanted to mention is actually tying into this affirmation that I really, really like that honestly changed my life once I started implementing this. I came across this affirmation pretty early on in my healing journey in 2020, and it is, I am whole, worthy, and complete. And I was actually using this affirmation as, I am whole, worthy, and complete, and the love I seek is also seeking me. And as I started saying this affirmation, I think it was like 3 weeks after that, I started dating Pedro, who's my current husband. So it's pretty wild, but I was saying this affirmation first thing in the morning, every morning, I am whole, worthy, and complete. And this is like my bread and butter. This is a really important affirmation that you need to implement into your life. You need to start seeing yourself as whole, as worthy, and as complete. And the way to do that is to accept yourself and embrace yourself, even if you're not perfect, because you're not perfect. Accept your imperfections. And to really embody this affirmation, you have to be able to look at yourself and understand that you are imperfect, that you have a shadow side, that you have things that are not your best qualities, that you have flaws, but you also have amazing qualities and amazing things about you that other people look up to you for and that make you shine, that make you unique. And it's about blending those two things and realizing that you can love yourself and you can feel like you're enough, even if you are not perfect, even if you have those flaws or those insecurities or those imperfections. And the more that you see yourself as whole and the more that you think of yourself in this way, the more that you are going to just shake out this feeling that you are not enough as you are. Also realize that every single other person on earth is the same way. Most people are their harshest critics. Most people hold themselves to an unrealistic standard of perfection or seek out validation and who want to always be achieving more and more and more and more. Like, most people struggle with this. But also, everyone has flaws. Everyone has imperfections. And everyone has things that they're working through. So even if on the surface it seems like someone has everything figured out, they definitely have shit that they're working through. And it maybe is in a different area of life than what you're currently working through, right? Maybe someone's really in a hole when it comes to their romantic relationships, but you're thriving in that area. And maybe there's another person who is really thriving in their career, and that's something you're currently working through and struggling a little bit with. And we're all on different journeys and we're all learning different things, but no one is incomplete. No one is unworthy. Every single person on earth is deserving of love, of happiness, and that includes you. It comes down to, again, how you see yourself. So realize that, again, going back to the quote from Mark Manson that we started the episode on, you have control over whether or not you show up. And maybe showing up is just changing your mindset. Maybe to show up, that just means starting to take note of your accomplishments. Maybe showing up just means noticing your inner critic and noticing when you're feeling like you're not enough and choosing different, making different choices and choosing different thoughts. All of that adds up over time. And so that is kind of what I wanted to touch on. And I really hope that this landed for you and that you leave this episode realizing that you are whole, worthy, and complete. And you have to start believing that about yourself, first of all. You have to start believing that you are deserving and that you have done enough. You're not an imposter. You have earned the things you have achieved. You have worked for them. And even if someone gave you something, you are deserving. You're worthy. And you are enough. Whether you worked really hard for something or something was given to you, you are enough and you deserve that. You are worthy of it. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I hope that this episode really resonated with you. If it did, comment below on the YouTube video to let me know or DM me. And also, if you feel inclined, you could share this episode with a friend. It's a really great way to just support the podcast. And also, another great way to support the podcast is to check out the sponsors that I mentioned throughout the episodes and to hit the subscribe button on YouTube or the plus icon on Apple Podcasts and the bell icon on Spotify to be notified of all the future episodes and to join the podcast spam. I also post clips and motivational quotes and fun graphics on our Instagram, innergrowth.co, so you can check that out. And I will see you guys next week with another episode. If you have any topic requests, feel free to DM me and ask me to talk about anything. I would love to do that. And I love you all so much. I'm super grateful for the podcast fam, and I will see you guys next week.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.